Good day, this is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 295 for Friday, March 6th. I'm Taryn Shields. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were slightly higher amid choppy activity Friday morning, amid sentiment that recent losses were overdone. Values were anywhere from 10 cents to $1.50 higher, the May contract up $1.10 at $451.50 per ton. The need to start building a weather premium into the market was bullish, as was some commercial bargain hunting at the recent lows. The downswing in the value of the Canadian dollar was also supportive, as it made canola more attractive to crushers and exporters. However, some spillover pressure came from the decline seen in Malaysian palm oil, Chicago soybean, and Chicago soy oil futures. The large global oilseed supply situation and improving logistics for South America's record large soybean crop were also overhanging values. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded. In the U.S., grain and oilseed values were trading on both sides of unchanged. Chicago soybean futures were weaker, anywhere from 3 to 5 cents lower. May was down 3.5 cents at $9.82 per bushel. News that China has started sourcing soybeans from South America instead of the U.S., as logistics are improving in Brazil and Argentina, helped to weigh on the market. Weakness in outside oilseed markets and strength in the U.S. dollar index were also bearish. However, worries about excess rain causing production problems for the Argentine soybean crop limited the downside. Corn futures in Chicago were also lower. Prices were anywhere from 4 to 5 cents softer, May down 4.5 cents at $3.86 per bushel. For the strength in the U.S. dollar index and reports that foreign buyers are favoring less expensive Ukraine corn undermine values. Further downward pressure came from weakness in crude oil values due to the corn's relationship with the ethanol industry. However, expectations that U.S. farmers will plant less corn this spring limited the declines. Wheat values in Chicago were mixed. Values were anywhere from 2 cents lower to 2 cents higher, May up 2.25 cents at $4.82¾ a bushel. The market was said to be consolidating after experiencing sharp losses this week and breaking through some key chart points. A lack of fresh export demand, the strong U.S. dollar index, and the large global supply situation continued to overhang the market, though some support came from oversold price sentiment and bargain hunting at the lows. That's a look at this morning's markets from ICE Futures, Canada, and Chicago. This is the Farm Market News for Friday, March 6th. I'm Taryn Shields.